I was really making bad food, like really, really indulgent food for people that would never love me. Ooh. Cooking isn't even about love. As much as I would like to say that I cook to make other people happy, I don't. Truth is, I cook largely to make myself happy, as medication, as therapy. In life, I guess we're all after some sort of abstraction of happiness. Cooking, whether by choice or not, just turned out to be my medium. So my question to you is, what is your form of escapism of something that you do that is actually just for yourself, even though sometimes people feel as if it's for them?
See, my first thought was exercise, but then I was like going to the gym and playing basketball. But then ultimately I want to look good and be comfortable within myself. And that isn't necessarily just for other people. That isn't just for myself, sorry, that's also for other people. But I think basketball has a specific place in my heart where I want to play for myself. Like, right. I think we've talked about on here about how seminal a part of my identity playing basketball is and how much I miss it. So I'd probably say basketball's for myself.
Do you ever use it as like a form of therapy or escapism from like everyday life?
100%. Basketball is one of the only ways in which I can completely disconnect from what is happening in my life, and I can completely forget what's happening and then ask like, wait, what is going on? Do I have an episode? What am I doing after this? Like, that is the only thing for me. Basketball is my happy place in that sense.
Do you, because of that, do you ever feel as that. If you...
What color? You're saying, sorry?
What color?
Green.
Because of that, do you ever feel as if you don't let it seep into other areas of your life? Because we've never talked about basketball on like a full episode of Unpacked. Do you know?
I think... I get the vision. I think it's because... And, you know, I don't want to talk about my eggs on here. But, you know, like, my first podcast started off about being about basketball. Yeah, you thought I was going to take it somewhere else.
I was like, wow, this is really not good.
No, my, yeah, so, Uno, yellow, please. So that's why I don't necessarily talk about it here. And because it's so easy for two black men to sit here, talk about basketball, and then people position us as like, oh, they're a basketball podcast, or they're a sports podcast. That's why I'm kind of right. Like, I don't want to talk about sports in general-ish.
Yeah.
But no, basketball's definitely my happy place.
And you don't play basketball for other people. Like, I would totally agree because I see you play basketball.
Yo, what can you determine from the way I play basketball, Uno?
I'm not saying that you don't pass. I'm just saying that, like I can see you, like, with your own motions. You're not really looking at anybody else. You don't really talk to anybody that's not playing.
Mm.
Like, green. There's no pieces of you that is performing,
put it out,
you know?
And like, that is like probably one of the only places where there's no performance element in it. Because, I mean, I be performing a lot. Oh, thank you. Nah, keep going, bro. I be performing a lot.
Right.
Probably a lot more than people realize, for better or for worse.
Okay. Do you ever feel as if you can't escape when you perform? Because I feel like maybe for an actor or somebody in, like, the creative industries, they're like, oh, I'm able to escape through being somebody else or through performing for other people.
When I think of performing and escaping, I think my big thing that I'm kind of like afraid of is that I'll lose sight of who I am because I'm performing so much. That's something which I think about a lot. Especially as like social media is quite a big part of my life and the stuff that we do. I'm afraid that the version of me that I present on social media, because I think there is definitely a difference, but I'm afraid that gap between the difference will decrease.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to be the case. Like, I definitely always want things to be just for me. I mean, we've talked about that. Like, we've talked about that with Rennie as well, that we've got to keep things for ourselves.
100%. Yes, yes. And I think that that's also why it's so interesting that your answer is basketball and mine is cooking, because it's not podcasting.
Oh, no.
This is an escapism for us.
This is not... I'd say, not right now because I'm playing Uno because it's kind of stressful, but I would say that there are genuinely elements, like I love recording Good Mornings in particular, there are elements of this that is like some form of escapism.
Yeah.
I would say that.
No, definitely.
I'm missing a card, so.
I feel like I feel as if, also, Red, I feel as if when we're doing Good Mornings, as well as, like, when we're doing podcasting, also, by the way, you probably don't realize it, but the mental gymnastics going on in my head, being able to focus on the Uno game while also podcasting.
Well, you're losing 1-0, so you're not doing a great job.
Exactly. No, it's really difficult. And it's going to be real bad when he loses, because this podcast is going to be terrible after. Where we're, I think the intersection is for us is, like, where we are in the zone and where we're not in the zone is what I mean by, like, we're constantly thinking, Red, while we're here. Whereas I feel like when you're in basketball, do you remember the thoughts that you have?
No. That's the only part of my life in which I don't remember the thoughts that I have.
100%. And I feel the same thing with, like, to take it to that point of, like, that's your version of therapy. In therapy, I don't take notes. It's the only place in, like, the world where I won't take a notebook or a pen.
Was cooking ever... Because for me, basketball used to be about competition. It's your turn, I picked up.
Did I say red?
Yeah, you did.
Thank God.
No, you said green. No, you said red. Because for me, basketball used to be about competition. So it used to be about much more than just like disconnecting and feeling like myself. Has cooking ever felt like that for you? Because for me now, I want to play just to be able to just get out on the floor.
In terms of like, has it ever felt like competition?
Not necessarily competition, but just like something, like not your happy place.
100%, yes. Yeah. 100%. It depends on who I'm cooking for. Like, you'll know, for example, that like...
Do you want to go into that?
Yeah, for sure, I will. I'll call out some people as well.
I didn't think you'd go down that angle.
If I ever cook for people in my house, for example, there's one rule. You got to talk to me. You don't have to help in the kitchen or whatever, but as soon as you make this feel like a job or that I'm like cooking for you in a way of this is, there's a hierarchy in between us, there's a service hierarchy, I hate it. I like absolutely hate it. And it's one of the reasons that like when I cook at my house, very different from cooking in a kitchen or like for a job. Because like there's that service place and then there's that just like green, there's that like,
I should have caught you lacking.
Yeah, I was lacking, bro. I was lacking. There's that space for it of gray matter or gray area. And there's people that I don't enjoy cooking for anymore. 100%.
Why do you not enjoy cooking for them?
Because they don't treat it like a gift. They treat it as if they're accustomed to it. Like when you come over, you respect the space. But that's also because of how you were raised. People were not raised like us. People don't treat food as if... Am I right, camera one? People don't treat food the same way that we treat food.
I would agree.
So,
with that, I don't want to eat with certain
people. How would you say they treat food? You said green, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Uno, doesn't matter.
So, how would you say they treat food?
They treat it as like a way of like necessity of like, oh, this person's feeding me, that's fine. It's the same thing of like, if I pull up to a party and there's no food, I've got who's hosting it in my head. I know who that person is. When people pull up to my functions and there's food, they're so grateful. They're like, oh my God, amazing, blah, 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 blah. And then there is that little bit of like, I deserve this. So some people that I'm like, I don't want you at my dinner table anymore. Yeah, 100%. There are people that we've eaten with that have treated it like that and they don't sit around the dinner table anymore.
Damn, I really want to know who, but anyway. Well, what do you think we deserve? Well, yeah, like, what, like, do we deserve anything? Is anything granted to us?
No. You're absolutely right. No. I think that when we step into someone else's space, if we are given something, we can't treat it like we deserve it. Like, if someone came in this morning...
It's your turn, by the way.
...and handed me a coffee... I really wish it wasn't. and handed me a coffee, and I didn't say, like, thank you... That's, you know, like, that's me feeling as if, oh, I deserve this. Oh, like, you should have gotten me this. But, like, because I know and understand what a gift is, especially with food, no, that's me. You bought me a Fanta today. That's amazing.
Yeah, but you were giddy about
it. I'm gassed.
Yeah.
Because it's a gift of, like, you know that I like Fanta. Mm. It's the same way as, like, I know that you're coming over. I'll make a vegetarian alternative.
You know,
I'm not going to ask. I still do ask.
You be forgetting sometimes.
I'm yellow. Like, no, because sometimes you finna switch up. No, not sometimes. One day you will. And I want it to be in my kitchen. Okay?
Oh, that's fair. Camera one, what is your place that you can kind of like disconnect and lose? Kind of, I'd say like lose thoughts in the sense you're kind of locked into something. Or not even locked in, but you just feel maybe a sense of just relaxation, you know?
I would say media consumption. Like I love listening to music, albums, like any random albums, I love that. Watching movies.
2-0, baby.
I enjoy that as well, but it's definitely a form of escapism. And I think, like, I watch media that I enjoy for myself and not necessarily because I want to make connections with other people. So if someone's like, this is my favorite movie, you should watch it, I don't feel the need to watch it.
Do you like talking about the media that you watch and consume?
No.
Because you don't kind of like,
I do it
because
I enjoy it. I don't use it. Yeah, I don't do it so I can connect to other people about that particular media, about that particular movie or whatever it is. Mm. I feel like more so it's something that I enjoy and that I'm passionate about. Yeah. So I don't feel the need to sort of make connections outside of that.
Would you say that you don't feel the need to perform?
In that space, no. Mm. In other spaces, absolutely.
Yeah.
But in that space, no.
I love it. Do you ever feel as if you can get tired of it? Like, do you ever feel as if you can get tired of playing basketball? I mean, obviously physically, but I mean, like, will you ever reach a point where you're like, I'm sick of this?
Nah, my, the first tattoo I want to get is going to be related to basketball.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. No, we did talk about this. That is cute.
Because it's just given me more, like, so much in my life, more than just, like, the athletic prowess that I may have possessed in my life. Mm. You know, it's given me so much more than that. It's given me access to learn about black culture, learn about history, learn about art, make connections with people. So it's such a seminal part of my life.
It's so nice that we're able to talk about a positive form of escapism. That's
a good point.
It's my favorite thing about this whole conversation is none of us chose something that we thought was negative for us.
Mm.
We all.
For me, I feel like media consumption is definitely to a certain extent not great.
Okay.
You know, like, I enjoy it, but I'm also very aware of, like,
yellow.
Why am I engaging with this particular media?
Right. Don't you feel as if that's, like, the critical part of your brain that's, like, trying to make you feel guilty, though?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Right. So you think the media consumption itself can be inherently negative as well?
I think to a certain degree, yeah.
Mm.
What color?
Yellow, please. That's fair. I feel as if I also had, like, there was a point there where I had an unhealthy relationship with cooking.
And please chat to me about that.
I was definitely escaping. And I was escaping, but not in a good way, like in a really unhealthy way. In terms of just like, I was really making bad food, like really, really indulgent food for people that would never love me.
Ooh. Ooh.
You all right? Is everybody good?
No, that's fair. Okay. Do you know what? How did you know you were in? Did you know you were in it when you were in it, or did you need to get pulled out of it to realize?
I need to get pulled out of it.
And how did you get pulled out of it?
I cooked for a group of people that I actually didn't feel like I wanted to cook for. Like, if anybody ever comes to my house and they're like, oh, I'll cook for you. It doesn't matter. It's easy. Like, you know, and we talk about it and everything like that. But once I got to a point where I was dreading having these people over to cook for them, I was like, oof. And that was a real seminal moment in my life of like, I'm definitely using this to escape, because if I'm in here cooking, I don't have to spend time with them. And then I was like, why are they in my place then?
Damn.
You know?
Yeah.
You gotta ask yourself, did you pick up?
I picked up, yeah.
I don't know what this card means.
That means that we swap hands. Which, do you...
Nah, let's do it, bro. This is your deck.
I'm pretty sure this sort of means, I don't know, Uno rules. You know, Uno, let us know in the comments, like, what does this card mean?
Switch it to red.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody else know what this card means? Nope. All right, we can move.
Cool. Fantastic.
Switch to red. All right.
But that was my point of like, okay, this is where I had an unhealthy relationship with cooking, and I definitely had to get pulled out of it. And that was when I realized that people were like, oh, let's just go to Kai's place and eat food.
Oh, is that what people were saying?
Yeah, 100%. Oh, Kai will cook.
Mm.
You know? Like, oh, well, we can just go to yours. It's like, fam, I'm not a restaurant.
Thank you for watching that short video. If you want longer ones, head to, because I can't say the website correctly, so.
The website is patreon.com/unpack. That's patreon.com/unpack.
Nice. I like how you put your white voice on. That was nice.
I got to do it sometimes.
Hey,
you know?
We do. We do.
Color switching.